just in any of these deals, just like in any relationship, whether it's a we're getting ready to buy or sell a business, we've got a friend, we've got a spouse, we've got a business partner, we've got anything. Once the communication starts to break down, it's over. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as the people are still communicating, there's an opportunity for resolution. But once the communication stops, you're done.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I saw that you had your calculator out and your abacus and your protractor. Looks like you were doing some year-end analysis.
There's tons of statistics I'm looking at, that's right.
The Apex statistics are in.
Being worked on, you know, and part of it is going back to prior years and just seeing how we compare. And it's interesting because as time changes, we start looking at different metrics and measurements. So, and then going back to trying to figure out prior years, I've still got all those spreadsheets, but going back and trying to recalculate things takes a lot of time. So trying to figure out, okay, what's important to our business and sharing to everybody, you know, sharing with everybody. So yeah, doing that right now. And last year was an amazing year. We did break records, and number of deals wasn't a record. We did 40 deals last year. That's not a record, but the average size deal went up quite a bit. And so it was a good year for everybody. I think we've got 5 or 6 of the brokers actually had personal records last year.
Yeah, I know that one of the things that we've talked about is just the standard of a part of the reason why we do this podcast, right, is that we talk about the standard that we're looking for. We know what the marketplace values in a business.
Yeah.
And that if a business doesn't achieve that standard, you see a lower multiple, you see a lower sales price, and you see a more difficult sales process.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't take into account the, you know, we still haven't really figured out a way to gauge personality.
we haven't done personality profiles, which we may want to.
Super good business. Look at this. A business is going to super value this business. It's priced right. Oh, we forgot the personality part.
Well, here's the other thing that's really come into play with recent deals is it's not just the owner, but the owner's spouse. We probably need to interview the owner's spouse,
children, best friends.
What's this guy really like?
Yeah. Oh, he's great, but you listen, we like you, Mr. Seller, but the 5 people closest to you, we're just not going to be able to work with them.
You wanted me to say this. You're going to Cancun
on 3.
So we have, I mean, it's amazing. I think we've got 8 brokers going to Cancun this year. So that's our reward to the brokers for hitting certain goals, and the brokers did really well.
Is that a record number of people that qualified? Or
it matched the top. Yeah. Okay. So it was good. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You'll have a lot of fun on this trip.
I will. So. You think we could find a resort that has a pickleball court or 2?
They probably all have pickleball courts now.
You know, it's huge around the office, you know, if we can make
competition.
Yeah, we wanted to have a round robin.
I've got to get my left knee pickleball first.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the movie Mr. Mom. Everybody would just let you win and actively work against your opponent. What do you mean that ball was out? That ball was out. That ball was a good 6 inches in. That ball was out. That is great. Doug's hitting stuff like a foot out of the good shot, right on the line. Well, let's talk about a communication.
Yeah.
In our weekly broker meeting, we have sometimes themes just show up. Mm-hmm. And we had the funny thing is we do bring a lot of our broker meeting into the podcast and the topics that get brought up. And we do have a tendency, just like in life, you focus on the ones that are presenting the challenge. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got about 15 deals right now that are in process under contract. Yeah. And I want to say on 10 of those deals, the update was in due diligence, looking good, moving around, you know, buyer and seller are meeting this week to do this, or this is happening. And then there's the 5.
Yeah. And it seems to be, it's consistent, right? We know that there are going to be deals that we're going to struggle with. And I think we've talked about this, and so do you want to, you know, marital counseling here?
Yeah, I think we're both, I mean, I've been with my spouse for 27 years. You've been with yours 31. For 31. So I think with our combined average, you know what, it's going to sound better if we combine it. So with our combined 58 years years of experience consecutive.
We're experts. Because it's not just the years, but it's the quality of those years, right? So, and I think, and I just read something, I think it was a Wall Street Journal article about marriages and the communication, and it's not necessarily about the just being with each other. It's listening to the other person, paying attention to them, having quality time, right? And we can easily bring that into our world and what causes deals to go sour or cause deals that should have closed within 90 days to stretch out to 120 or 6 months. A deal that I'm working on now is over a year of the process, and it's really been difficult.
And I had one that, I kid you not, I went to visit them on the last preseason game of the Chiefs, and we are well into the NFL playoffs, nearing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the deal is, in my opinion, falling apart. Like, yeah. I think it's one of those things where you sometimes try to keep them on life support.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I kind of look back at this deal, and I'll use this deal as an example of the communication.
Right.
I mean, there were periods of a week, 10 days, where you're not hearing from one side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hearing from broker, seller, can't get anything from the buyer.
Right.
Then you hear from the buyer on a Friday night at 5:30 wanting a ton of information over the weekend. And then you provide the information and then you hear nothing.
Right.
And then you've got people asking for documents and information for months, you know, to the point where you've got stakeholders that are like, you know what, we don't want to work with this person.
Right. Well, and I think you even mentioned that you provide this information and we know that they haven't accessed it.
Yeah.
So over the months, you've given them files, you've given them access, and they don't get into that information they've asked for due diligence. And then a month later, they ask for the same thing. So,
yeah. And sometimes you worry whether certain professionals that might be getting paid by the hour,
mm-hmm.
that start requesting documents three times.
Right.
It's like, are they milking these guys for, you know, because like they're not working for free, but yet you've requested the same information three times. Like, mm-hmm. you've done this project three times.
Right.
And, you know, we're 6 months down the road and we're no sooner, you know, like, mm-hmm. we would have conversations of like, you are asking me an October question in January. Why are you asking me this October question in January?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, just in any of these deals, just like in any relationship, whether it's we're getting ready to buy or sell a business, we've got a friend, we've got a spouse, we've got a business partner, we've got anything. Once the communication starts to break down, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as the people are still communicating, there's an opportunity for resolution. But once the communication stops, mm-hmm. you're done.
Yeah. I think we're into deals where you feel you've got this commitment, right? We are fully into it. Our client, the seller, is into it. So you put so much effort into it. It's hard to say, hey, you've ignored this for 3 weeks. We're going on to a new buyer. So, you know, that's why it's so hard to kill the deal. We feel like we've got a good buyer. We definitely have a motivated seller. So at what point do we say, hey, if you don't start communicating with us and moving this forward, we're going to have to pull the plug.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's also the sunk cost, mm-hmm. of it, right? So, okay, this buyer hasn't communicated with us for 2 weeks. Okay, if I move on, now I've got to go, we're gonna set this deal aside. Mm-hmm. Now we've got to go find a backup buyer.
They're starting over.
Are you still interested? Okay,
right.
Now backup buyer gets in, they got to go qualify for their finance. They got, you know, and you're still, you know, 60 to 75 days down the road, mm-hmm. before you would be closing on the deal. So, you know, you kind of look at it like, okay, well, you know, if this guy takes him an extra couple weeks, it's better than an extra couple months of starting over. And, you know, and unfortunately, you just don't really get to figure that out until, you know, the end of the deal, till the deal falls apart. And you're like, hold on, I went and talked to these guys in August. Like, I drove to the buyer-seller meeting in August and we're in February?
Yeah, it's, you know, for most deals, that's way too long.
Yeah. And so.
And I think in the deals that we're talking about are real life current deals,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's easy to bring up this topic, because if my client had, you know, and the attorneys are on it, and I know I'm getting more updates from the buyer and the buyer's attorney. I have never had a communication with the seller's attorney. They haven't allowed that for some reason. I haven't gotten copies of their asset purchase agreement, which is really unusual. I'm the one that's there to help them through the process, mm-hmm. and answer questions. And so that lack of communication, not knowing that they actually met with the buyer Sunday night, just a few days ago, they didn't tell me they were even getting putting together. So for me, kind of being blindsided, feeling like, wow, it would have been great for your broker to know that you were meeting. How did it go? Oh, it went great. Perfect. So now what? Where are we at? We're still missing some documents. So now it's follow-up questions that I've got to go through. I send a list of three questions. They answer one of, and then I get a compliment. You're doing a great job, Doug. Appreciate all that you're doing for us. How about answering the other two questions? We're trying to close on this deal immediately.
Thanks for the flowers. Now, can we get answers to these next two questions? That would be fantastic. You know, so one thing that I've noticed in the deals that do tend to go smooth is there's conference calls, whether there's a cadence to them.
Yeah.
There is a cadence to the, hey, let's touch base. We're going to touch base every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. We're going to touch base. Or there's, hey, let's touch base, you know, every 2 weeks. There's a cadence to them. And then there's activity that's happening throughout with communication going on in between, right? So if there's a question that is stumping somebody that needs to be answered, it gets answered.
Right. I think that's been the best thing that we've seen over the changes that we've made and that you guys have made is setting up weekly meetings. And you could start out that way. Once you've got an accepted offer, let's set up a weekly meeting. And then we can kind of, everybody knows what's happening with financing, with a lease, with the asset purchase agreement, what do you need for due diligence? And everybody's on the same page. And then there are times where Debbie and I worked on a deal earlier in the summer where you may not have a long conversation. Everything's on track. I don't need anything right now. We're working through the financials. I'm talking to my attorney. We're writing up the APA. No questions right now. It can be a 5 or 10 minute conversation.
Yeah, these don't have to be hour-long status meetings.
Right.
To your point, they can be handled in 5-10 minutes. The impact of them when you get buyer and seller, because at some point the broker needs to start stepping back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be the conduit to every, okay, I'm going to send this to Andy and Andy's going to send it to,
We're there to kind of listen in and see if there's anything that we need to follow up on, really. It's kind of like, hey, this happened in that meeting last week. Where are you at? And so I think, you know, a huge part of this in the communication, like marriage, is you're building a relationship in each one of these conversations. Is the buyer and seller are strengthening their relationship and improve the chance for success in getting to closing.
Yeah, because keep in mind, these people are going to have to work with each other for at least a month afterwards. And then, you know, you hope that it's an open communication from there on, because as a business owner and somebody that has sold a business, I know that there's stuff that comes up that every year, there's maybe those annual things that you do once a year that it's really good to be able to call that person. Hey, remind me what you did on, you know, for this year end type thing that I have to do once a year.
Some weird thing that comes up with a client that's a one-off that you're going to want some advice on that.
Yeah. This happened 3 years ago and they said that this happened, you know, like, can you shed some light on that?
So,
well, you know, I'll tell you that's one of the best benefits of the Apex Business Advisors podcast is it keeps you and me communicating.
Right.
So we'll keep our lines.
So we don't have to talk.
That's right. Yeah. So we come in here. We have our 15-minute. We have our 15-minute touch base, and then we're good for another week. So go out to the Apex website. That is where all of our collateral. How about that word? Collateral is out there. We've got blogs. We've got podcasts. We've got the listings, of course. How to get in touch with all of the brokers, and then coming soon, we've got some things that will give you insights on how your business is progressing. How will the market view your business? There's going to be a spot in there for a free valuation of the business, and how you as the owner might be ready to, are you personally ready to retire, and do you have the money to do it? So we've got some things coming soon. We kind of teased that a little bit last week, tease it a little bit more this week. So coming soon, cool new tools that we'll be putting out on the website. So keeping that kcapex.com as the one-stop shop for everything you need to know about buying or selling a business. So if that's you, you're looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.